that you will speak through the words that I have here today. God, that I pray that you will connect with every heart that's here. And Lord, that you will accomplish all that you desire. I pray, I speak blessing over your people now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I've been looking forward to today sharing what I'm going to share with you, especially to you guys, because I want to talk to all of you dads and granddads specifically about a supernatural power that each of you possess. And a couple weeks ago we were talking about the Wonder Woman movie, and now the Spider-Man movie is about to come out. I thought it would, you know, the superhero thing would work good. But all of you dads, all of you granddads have a supernatural power. You may not realize it. You may not knowingly utilize it. But you do have a supernatural power. Okay, well, actually, all of you have a supernatural power. All of you have this particular supernatural power. But since it's Father's Day, you know, I need to make the dads feel special. So I'm going to talk to the dads, but just between you and me, I'm talking to all of you. So anyway, I have to say, before we get into what that supernatural power is, I have to say that being a dad is one of the greatest things that I've done as far as my life. There's three things that I've done, or three things that have happened in my life that are the greatest things. The first one was January of 1986, when I became a child of God. When God delivered me from a drug addiction, took me out of just total sin and debauchery, and changed my life completely and gave me eternal life. January of 86, that was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. The second greatest thing is being Luann's husband for 29 years. That's been a great thing. The second greatest thing of my life. The third greatest thing of my life is my two kids. My two kids are awesome. And one of them just came back after being in Europe for the past 3 weeks. And just got back this morning, late last night. But yeah, I love being a dad. And even though my kids are all bigger than me now, and you know, can beat me up, I love being their dad. I love being a dad. Being a dad is great. And if you have your Bibles, you go with me to Proverbs 17, Proverbs chapter 17. I want to start here. Again, we're going to talk about this supernatural power that dads have, granddads have. But I'm not going to tell you what that is till later on. Proverbs 17, verse 6. This is where I want to start today. And it says, children's children are a crown to the aged. That isn't actually the part of the verse that I want to focus on. But that verse, this part of the verse, really speaks to those of you that are grandparents. That your grandkids are a crown to you. Your grandkids are special. I'm not a granddad yet, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to my grandkids being a crown for me. Yeah, yeah. That's what everybody says. You know, I'm looking forward to that. But the second part of the verse is what I really want to focus on today. And that is, it says, and parents are the pride of their children. Parents are the pride of their children. Did you know that children want to be proud of their parents? I will take it a step further. Children need to be proud of their parents. It's a powerful thing. Have you ever caught your kids, for those of you that are parents, have you ever caught your kids bragging about you? Yes. Ever caught them bragging? Ever just kind of overheard a conversation between them and their friends, and they're bragging on you? You know, there were these three boys that were playing on the playground, and And one of the boys said, "As my dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, he calls it a poem, and they give him $100. The second boy goes, "Well, my dad's better than that. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. He calls it a song, and they pay him $1,000. The third boy says, "That's nothing. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. He calls it a sermon, and it takes 6 people to carry all the money." Amen. You know, when you ask, if I were to ask most dads, if I were just to go out, you know, in town and just kind of did a survey and just started asking dads what their primary purpose was, or even if I, you know, ask those of you, what's your primary purpose as a dad? Most guys would immediately zone in on things like provider, disciplinarian. You know, I work hard to provide for my family, for my kids. I'm mom's secret weapon when it comes to discipline. You know, just wait till your dad gets here. And those things are good. Those things are right. Those things are true. But they're not your primary purpose as a dad. Some of you would go spiritual leader or teacher. That's also good. That's also important, critical, but that's still not your primary purpose as a dad. If you have your Bible, you can go with me to the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and I want to show you something here with this verse, this passage, and another one that will kind of help us see more and more about this supernatural power that we have as dads. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 10, Paul says this to the people in Thessalonica. He says, "You are witnesses." Let me hear you say witnesses.
Witnesses.
Let me hear you say witnesses.
Witnesses.
Can I get a witness?
Witness.
Come on, hang with me. You know, I know you all are like about to pass out, but hang on now. "You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory." Now, Paul's not speaking directly to fathers, but in an indirect way, we get a glimpse of this supernatural power that I want you guys to see. It gives us some real insight. He's talking to them. He says, you guys know because you saw how we were when we were with you. You saw how we treated you. You saw how we talked to you. You saw how we interacted with all of you. You're witnesses. You saw how we acted. You saw how we treated you. How we treated you like a loving father. In other words, you know who we are because you saw it. Now, I want you to check this out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul again, now he's writing to a different group of people, a different situation, but I want you to see the similarity here. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 15. Paul says to them, "Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. When you put these two things together, Paul's saying, you saw how I treated you. You saw how I treated you like a good and loving father. So, imitate me. Imitate me. Because you saw it. You saw exactly how it was supposed to be done. You saw exactly how I treated you and who I am as a person. So now, it's your turn to imitate me. And I was thinking about this, and I read this, just the strange way my brain works. I immediately thought of a James Brown song where he would say, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. That's what Paul's saying. Watch me, I got it. Because you saw how I was. You saw how I am. You saw how I treated you. So imitate me. Dads, our primary role isn't provider, isn't disciplinarian. It isn't even spiritual leader or teacher. Our primary role is example. Because what you say don't mean anything if you don't live it.
That's right.
Your primary role is to be an example to your kids, to your grandkids, to the world. We're to be examples. This is why I'm saying, this isn't just for dads. This is for everybody. Your primary role as a parent is to be example. John Robbins, he said, our children end up following our examples much more than following our advice. Jude Mikkelsen said, in moments of stress, your children will not behave the way they have heard you tell them to behave. They will behave the way they have seen you behave. That's powerful. That can work in the positive or it could work in the negative. There was a dad who, he wakes his little boy up on Sunday. He says, hey, you better get ready. The bus is going to be here in a minute to take you to Sunday school. And the boy, he goes, well, hey, Dad, when you were a kid, did you go to Sunday school? And his dad said, yes, I did. And the boy said, well, it probably won't do me any good either. Say amen or oh no. But I like the story. There was a little boy who was asked if he believed in God. And he said, well, yes, I do. And when they asked him why, he said, well, I guess it just runs in the family. Your primary role as a parent is to be an example. This leads me, drum roll please, to the supernatural power that you all have, but I think especially for dads. And that supernatural power is influence. Did you know that even the definition of influence alludes to a supernatural power? I'll show you the definition of influence. You go ahead and put it up on the screen if you have it. The definition of the word influence. This is from the dictionary. It says it's the act or power. Can I hear you say power?
Power.
Superman's coming out. I mean, Spider-Man's coming out, right? Superpower, superhero. The act or power of producing an effect without apparent exertion or force or direct exercise of command. It just happens even without you trying to make it happen. The power or capacity of causing an effect in indirect or intangible ways. This is what's so powerful about it. It's happening even when you don't realize it's happening. It's supernatural. You're not even necessarily trying, and yet it's happening. Because people are watching, people are affected, people are impacted by who you are as a person. There is a power that's emanating from you. Even when you walked into the building today, even when your car pulled into the parking lot of the church, and someone else who happens to know who you are is across the street at Isley's, and they saw your car pull in. It was emanating off of you, this supernatural power, and it was producing an effect. It produces an effect upon your kids, upon your grandkids, upon your neighbors, upon the people you work with. Whether you realize it or not, the life that you choose to live is being imprinted on your kids, on your grandkids, and on everyone that interacts with you, whether you realize it or not. It's not your words. It's not your rules. It's not our Sunday school program. So your primary role is to live a life that will influence others, especially your kids, to live in a godly way. Superheroes. Will you guys bow your heads? Lord God, we thank you for today. We